Now, this thing with former PM ScoMo is quite interesting. In case you missed it, basically, you know, when a government gets elected, they go in front of the Governor General, and it's a very public part of our democracy, and the ministers get sworn in, the Minister of Education, the PM, the Minister for Finance, whatever. It turns out that ScoMo got himself sworn in to all these portfolios that his front benchers didn't know that he was sort of taking over their jobs.
Good move, dude.
Yeah.
I heard like even some ministerial positions that he took on for himself, like without the actual ministers who were there at the time knowing.
That's right.
That he was. So all of a sudden you're a minister sitting in cabinet going, oh, I'm just going about my business. And then all of a sudden ScoMo pops up and he's like, oh, I'm also doing your
work. I sit here.
I've taken over.
Yeah. The height of arrogance of this dude is getting beyond measure. When are we going to stand up and go, we're quite sick of white men deciding what they want to do for themselves.
Now, look, I absolutely agree with you, but there is something to be said about the fact that nothing gets done by committee. Right. All of the great things that have been achieved have often been achieved by dictators, someone taking over the whole kit and caboodle. And, you know, I mean, maybe
and he really tried. He did his best.
He did his very best.
He really thought, I can be a dictator. Watch me go.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, for example, what if I took over the running of this show? I mean, I could do Pete, push the buttons and talk about nappies and Pokemon and stuff. I could do that. I could easily do Kimber.
There's more to you than that, Pete.
I could be the spokesperson, really the oracle, couldn't I? The person that people turn to as a strong female, you know, something like that.
Okay, Tony Abbott.
I could easily do me. I mean, you could train a monkey to do what I do. Yeah, you know what? I think I could make this happen. From Beckenham to Yes He Can, Mix 94.5's Matt, and Matthew. Yeah, good morning, Perth. Good morning, you two. G'day, Matty. How are you, buddy? Look, a few showers, but sunshine on the way. We got cash, we got prizes. But coming up next, I'm going to tell you about my kids. But, Matt, you've got something about parking. Oh, absolutely. The only time I'm prepared to pay for parking is when I am parking on top of the glass ceiling. You with me? Oh, God, James and I did this thing the other day, and James was like, and I'm like, oh, James, you know. And what do you think, Matty? Look, anyway, let's go to a caller. We've got Matt in Beckenham.
Yeah, g'day, Matt. Look, before I go on, can I just say that since you took over from the other two, the show is sounding so much better. You're a gem, man. I love you. Perth needs you. So you stay true.
Good on you, Matty. Beckenham boy through and through. So, I mean, I did pretty well, but don't take my word for it. Let's ask producer Matt. Producer Matt, how do you think I went?
What can I tell you, Matt? Radio gold.
That's how it would fly. Yeah.
And that's how you do it.
Yeah. Run a vacuum over the place. I got this.
I'm not rocking up tomorrow.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
I had a day yesterday.
You had a day?
Well, during the storms last week, I had a bit of roof damage. And so I've had the odd roof person coming to check the place out to see how it's going.
Okay.
So a few strangers at the house, and that can upset my dog, McGruff, because he's quite territorial, I suppose, quite loyal, and likes to protect the house. And so he can get a bit barky and whatnot. And so
A
bit like that. I find that if I pick him up, he tends to stop barking a little bit. And once he's calm with the person, I'm like, oh, he seems pretty relaxed. I can pop him back down on the ground and he's fine.
Okay.
Now, that's normally fine to do in the driveway because he knows not to leave the driveway. It's a very defined space. He doesn't go past it. And he's 5 and a half. We've been doing this for some time.
Yep.
And so he'll walk out and go to the bins with you and do things with you, no drama. So yesterday when I had a roof guy there, I thought, oh, no trouble to just put him on the ground now. He's fine. Except must have had a moment, I don't know what happened, some sort of meltdown in his mind, and he decided to run away. And he's never done that before. I've just never known. He just sort of always gets to the top of the driveway there and he stops and he doesn't go any further. But this time he got freaked out and he took off and I didn't know. So by the time I'd turned around and went to go inside with him and went, hey, buddy, he was gone. So I went to the top of the driveway to look for him, thinking he's not going to be far. He's probably just going to be in the house next door or something.
Mm.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There you go.
He took off down the street and was a good, I would say, 6, 7, 8 houses away.
Oh, so frightening.
Running back and forth across the road.
Oh, no.
And there were cars coming in both directions. Oh. someone thankfully stopped at the other end as they were coming towards him. They stopped. And so the other three cars that were on the go, I just ran like a maniac yep. into the street and just started to get as much attention as possible because he's just a tiny little black fluffy thing.
Yeah.
And he can't really be seen, really. If there's just a shadow of a tree, you don't really notice him. And so I was running. I'm not fit. I was like Usain Bolt out there, but puffing yeah. like a... Oh, it was crazy. And I ran because, thank goodness, all of these cars stopped.
You stopped the traffic, yeah.
And I was yelling his name. He wouldn't come back. He was obviously quite scared and distressed because he was kind of just darting back and forth across the road. And he wouldn't. And then I just yelled out, stop! And he just stopped in his tracks and was just frozen while I ran and, like, could not breathe, asthma kicking in, running to pick him up, scooped him in my arms aww. And, all you know, gave everybody the acknowledging, thank you so much for not running over my dog.
You should have squidgied their windscreens for him.
Yeah, I did. I felt it was they were really very lovely and they were all smiling because I think they probably, lots of us have had that
yeah,
moment where you're like,
yeah,
ugh!
Horrible.
It was horrible. And so I just thought, 13, 10, 60, tell me about the time you had to chase your pet. Because I have just had to chase him so many now. That's just so hard.
It wasn't my pet, but I remember waking up to a kerfuffle when I lived in Melbourne out the front, and I looked out the window and it was like a dream sequence. A pure white horse galloped past my window on a suburban street. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I went outside and there was another horse with two people clearly holding that one. And, a horse had got
chasing
away.
Chasing it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's full on. It's so scary when your pet gets away. It's a horrifying experience.
We were in Geraldton. We had my cousin had a pet goldfish. But because it was like, no, now listen to this. Okay. Because it was Geraldton, I saw that look on your face. It's like, this is ball dust. Like, this is legit.
No, right? I was just wondering how it ran away.
No, so right, the little cousin into the toilet, bang, hit the flusher,
yes.
off it's gone. But because you've got, you know, it's like a house on a property, bit of a shack being built and all this sort of stuff. They went and found the goldfish in the septic tank. So they actually, like, chased the goldfish through the pond.
And it was still alive?
It was still alive.
Why? Thank God it won't remember. It won't be traumatised.
Oh, my God.
So not quite running, legs running, but run. Got away for a little bit.
13, 10, 60. Tell us when you've had to chase your pet. Yeah, the worst thing is I didn't even get a chance to tell McGruff off because that was the learning moment.
Sure.
That was the moment to go, oi. You don't do that. And because I was so happy to have him back in my arms, all I did was cuddle him. And it's too late after that.
Well, now he's hearing it as material. He thinks he's done a good thing.
You want to know when you had to chase your pet? Caroline in Samson, you chased your dog?
Hi, I didn't have to chase him because he got brought home in the back seat of a police car.
Fantastic.
I almost don't want to know what happened. It was such a good line, but what took place?
Just a light-body teenager, back dropped home at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. I think he got found on one of the busiest intersections in Perth, which is Stock Road and Winterfold Light.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And the police kindly picked him up and delivered him home. And it was hilarious for all of us, actually.
Because you didn't even know that he was missing?
No, we must have left him outside the gate before we went to sleep and he just went for a wander and next minute the police are in our driveway with the lights on and we went out in pyjamas to find out what was going on and they had the dog in the back seat.
Oh, that's great.
So cute. Neighbours think you dodge. Yeah. Thanks, Caroline.
The dog who's known to police.
Jen in Byford, what happened when your pet ran?
Yeah, hi guys. So the pet didn't actually, I didn't have to chase the pet, it chased me. We were had friends come over. He was starting at a Harley Davidson shop and suggested I went for a cruise on the Harley. So we jump on, down we go, I look over my shoulder and all my kids and my family are running down the street after us. I'm like, gee, they're really excited about my ride on the Harley. Anyway, I had this big, regal, white, standard poodle and as it turned out, I didn't realise, but she was like chasing us down the middle of the road. So you sort of had, you know, the cool people on the Harley and this damn French poodle chasing down after it. It was
And then a group
funny.
Of mob chasing the,
the
poodle.
Yeah, it would have been a great look for the neighbours. Yeah.
Big poodle.
Thanks, Jen.
Jody's in Armidale. Jody, when did your pet run?
So I have an acreage in Armidale, and my guinea pigs got off my leash when I was walking them in the backyard.
Okay.
So I chased them.
Wait, what?
How fast can a guinea pig take off?
Pretty fast.
Yeah, right. And straight for the low scrub.
Quick. Have you ever seen a guinea pig run? Like, no. They are super quick.
Are they?
Super, super quick.
I'm learning a lot about guinea pigs. My niece just told me last night that her guinea pig got a haircut this week.
Really?
I had no idea you had to groom a guinea pig.
Jody, can you get it to, I mean, I don't mean sit, but have you trained it?
No, I haven't been able to train my guinea pigs.
Right. I'm sure you're not alone there.
Where do you get a leash for a guinea pig?
The pet store.
Yeah.
You can buy them quite easily from the shops.
And same thing, just pop it around their neck.
Yeah, guinea pigs are us.
Yeah, and around their paws.
Oh, it's okay. Like a harness. Like a harness. Yeah, right.
There you go. Bethany in Hammy Hill, good morning. So what happened when the pet ran?
Good morning. We were dog sitting our neighbour's dog, and it was an escape artist, and basically dug a hole under the fence, and my dog got out. And he ran over down, he ran about 3.7 km, was last sighted at King's Park, and we had to get a drone out to look for him.
Oh, wow. Did that work?
It was a thermal imaging drone, so it picked up his heat temperature, and we were out there 4 hours, and we did manage to find him in the end.
That's amazing. Hang on, is this something, I mean, Pete would know this.
What?
Do people at home just have their own thermal imaging drone?
You guys don't have your own thermal imaging drone just floating around?
I thought that was something the police had.
The air wing.
You got to be careful, actually, doing that over Kings Park, because you might find a few things you weren't hoping to find
that's
as well.
True, yes.
Some good imaging.
Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Guys, we're doing little local champs at the moment.
Yeah.
Where what we've had is the wonderful local sporting community. So your Saturday morning kids sport, parents lobbing into mix.com.au, putting their hand up going, hey, we'd love it if you guys could come out, bring the road runners out, set up for the morning and, you know, be there to spur on the team as they take on whoever they're versing for that weekend.
We're there with Spud Shed,
bag full
out
of oranges.
Fruit.
Yep.
And, I mean, I thought we did a fairly good job of, like, really sort of, like, cranking it on the sidelines.
I gave it everything.
You did give it everything.
You were great.
You did give it everything. And, look, in fairness, I mean, the under-12s Bulldogs, who we were there to support, Hannah, who was out there playing her absolute guts out on Saturday morning out at Kerry Baptist Oval.
Yeah.
They still lost. They lost 4-10. Okay, but that's okay because after the second half and a rousing speech and a little bit more pep and the oranges from Spud Shed, bang. Like they went out there at 0-10 and they scored 4 goals.
They won the second half.
They did win the second half. Absolutely. Yeah. But I think I've found the answer.
Okay.
All right, I think I've found the answer. And in terms of sort of really maybe, I don't know, maybe we get this guy who I've come across to come out next weekend, wherever it is that we're going to end up, and get him on the sidelines or get him to get stuck into the, you know, the local team to really give them a rev up.
Whatever it helps to encourage them to do their best.
Yeah,
cool.
Just do the participate, have fun. We just need someone who understands that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this is the coach of the Victorian club, like, you know, one of the lower clubs, sort of the local leagues, West Footscray. He's gone viral for his rousing speech to the team. They were down something like 50 points when it came to halftime, and he got stuck in there and just gave it absolutely everything. And including when one of his teammates or team, you know, that he's coaching was caught on their mobile phone as well. So take a listen.
Can they get the ball through the corridor? It's really, really simple footy today, right? Most of all, this is the Westwood straight away. Hey, put your phone down! I don't give a you focus on the game! Hard at the man, very hard at the ball. It's as simple as that. That's the Westwood straight away. Can we get up?
Wow.
I think he's, look, don't get me wrong, like there's a bit of aggression, obviously, that you have to come. But as you can clearly hear, that there's a little bit of chatter amongst it. But once he starts and gets going and fires up, then you could hear a pin drop amongst the group.
Yes,
and that's all the attention. And I noticed that, like, on the weekend, you know, the coach was trying to talk to the team and talk to the kids and stuff, and you could tell, like, a couple of them were sort of talking to each other.
Yes.
Or the parent, you know, talking to the mum, what do you think, this, that, and the other. But what they needed was that guy to come in there and just go, I can then get their full attention.
And, yes, and that's the West Footscray way. I mean, when I lived in Melbourne, Footscray was probably, it's gentrified now, but the West Footscray way wouldn't be put your phone down, it would be give me your phone.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. All right, you chaps on because we are away. This is how this game works. I've got three different bits of audio here. I have been handed the secret envelope by producer Kerry.
Very good.
Three bits of audio here from different years, and they're made up of songs or movies, moments in time. You got to write down what year you think they are from. Show me closest to the pin, best of three wins.
Okay.
Feel free to play at home.
Yes, please play along. Kimber, 16 points. Maddie, 11 points for the year, but you can claw your way back.
Long way to go.
Long way to go. Let's make this competitive. Let's make this interesting. Let's go.
Austria. Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Within minutes, John Newman, a member of the New South Wales Parliament, was dead.
Oh yes, I remember that. That was an assassination of a New South Wales parliamentarian.
Which sounds so much nicer to music like this.
Yeah,
I'm going in with this answer here, Pete, because I'm a bit in the dark. What did you go with, Maddie?
88.
I went with 92. I feel like Baby I Love Your Way might have been something that played at a blue light disco.
Yeah.
When I wasn't sure
about that one.
Yeah. I mean, we're still playing.
And Dumb and Dumber was the second movie grab, right?
Was it? No, it was, yeah. Oh,
so okay. Early 90s, I'm guessing.
I think I've gone too early.
Baby I Love You, yes. 1994 it was.
Ooh. Oh,
it's all right, mate. It's all right. Bounce back. All right, you know, it's a best of three. Here we go.
Get on with it.
The only thing I like better than an eggplant burger is a chocolate-covered eggplant burger.
With hot sauce.
The first blast, a man wearing a backpack, a suicide bomber, inside Paddy's bar.
Jeez, the final break on each one of these is bleak, man.
Can somebody just check on producer Kara? Just make sure he's okay today.
Producer Kara, do you need to do what I did as a high school teacher, which is sandwich the one in the middle?
Yeah,
so just a compliment on each side. Your child is very well behaved. They can be a bit naughty, but things are looking up.
Yeah. He's not even here. He's left. It's like he actually knew what was coming and smoke bombed us.
I don't know the answer to this.
No, I don't really. I'm not sure where that particular terrorist
attack was. I mean, that Scooby-Doo movie, that wasn't a popular one, was it?
Oh, it depends what age you were, I think.
I mean, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, rock and roll, but...
Hang on, I'm just going to do
that. What'd you go, Maddie?
I went 2005.
I went with 2000. Might have gone a bit early there, but I'm not really sure. Ooh. Eminem feels like he's been around for ages.
Yeah, well, he has been around for ages.
Easily since I was 20, surely.
It's 2002. Kimber.
Is that mid-range? Kimber. Did I do it?
Mate, it was just halfway through.
Oh,
well, a third
awesome.
Of the way through. I mean, 66.66% reoccurring of the way through. yes, congratulations. So another point up there to Kimber.
Yay.
Oh, look, there was Carrot. Carrot was off making toasties.
He was.
So he's, honestly, he's just a gem, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a gem.
He's a good egg,
absolute
Carrot.
Absolute gem. You're a beautiful man,
you are.
Carrot.
Yeah, feel free to put anything in, you know, before 1980.
We were just mentioning while you were making our sandwiches that maybe the death montage at the end of each could have been reviewed.
Very dark.
I apologise. Some years have less things happening than others.
Yes.
So you just have to rely on who died in that year.
Yes. Right. Wow.
Great.
Wow.
There we go.
For anybody else who was wondering about playing this at home themselves.
That's the formula.
Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Guys, my niece, it was her birthday recently. She wanted a Barbie for her birthday.
Okay.
Loves Barbie dolls. And I did not have time to buy her one of those iconic women of the world Barbies that we've discussed recently, which is, you know, Barbies that have changed the world, women that have done incredible things like Rosa Parks and Dr. Jane Goodall.
Miss Maud.
Yeah, they not in a Barbie. But, you know, they've done an incredible range for the last few years to inspire young girls or boys to go, you can do anything, you can be anything, right? This is what you can do. But I didn't have time to get one of those. So I was strictly limited to what I could find in Target or Kmart.
Barbie, fashionistas, so many choices. Express yourself, so fun to dress up. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Dress up.
Dress
be
up.
Fashion. I found Barbies that I didn't know existed.
Oh.
Because there's a whole, you know, there's lots of different Barbie ranges out there. But the very inspiring range that the Barbies do, it's called You Can Do Anything.
Great.
So on the boxes, it's the You Can Do Anything Barbie range, which is Barbie in any occupation. So I was like, oh, cool, you can do anything, except between the stores that I shopped at, multiple stores, the only occupations that I could find where you can be anything was a nurse, an art teacher, or work in an ice cream store.
It's like a documentary.
Now, I'm not, you know, I mean, I think we all know I would love to work in an ice cream store.
Would. Yes.
But not maybe the lofty dreams of a young child who can be anything.
So they're expecting anything. More of like an astronaut or...
Prime Minister,
yeah.
And anything that wasn't just like what we would traditionally think to be a girl's occupation.
Sure.
So I gave that range a miss. And then I found Barbie Extra.
Oh.
Where I found body shapes of average women. Actual body shapes of average women. Barbies with thighs and hips.
So, but they call it Barbie Extra.
But it's called Barbie Extra. And I guess they're given the whole plus range a go.
Right.
Like they're saying plus size models or like Barbie Extra. But Mattel aren't even owning it. So when I looked up what is Barbie Extra, they're not owning it as, hey, we're all about representing women of different sizes. They say it's just Barbie rocking bold fashions and bright colours that make big statements.
Wow.
So tell me, Mattel, why does this Barbie Extra come with a donut accessory?
Does it?
The accessory that it comes with.
Wow.
Look at this. I took a photo because I didn't think you'd believe me. She literally comes with a donut.
Give me a look.
So rather than you can do anything, you can eat anything.
You can eat anything.
Yeah. I love it. Barbie Extra.
Wow.
You can do anything.
I didn't get her either. You know which one I got?
Which one?
I got her the punk rock Barbie that has an undercut, and when you put it in water, her undercut turns leopard print.
Oh, nice. Just like Arnie Kimber.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
I'm a little excited about this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Because we're off to see the Steelers.
So it's first and 10 now for the Steelers as they go deep in Seattle territory. Trubisky again, this time more time, rolling to his left. He can do that. Fires into the end zone. Touchdown.
Okay. Not those Steelers?
Not those Steelers?
No.
But, I mean, it like, may as well. I mean, they've got a sponsors and grants coordinator.
Oh, that's very professional.
And she's actually the person that has reached out to us at mix.com.au, is getting us out there this weekend. Her name is Jess Prapperjahn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all?
Oh, Jess, I couldn't be more excited. Because it turns out for little local champs this week, we're going to the netball courts, and that is my zone.
I love it down there. It's so much fun.
How many people are we getting down to Madeley for a netball game on the weekend? I used to play at the ones in Frio or like on Leach Highway there, and I know there used to be thousands of kids. What are we getting down there now at Madeley?
About that? There's a lot.
And Jess, how are the Steelers going as a club? They playing good netball?
Yeah, we are actually. We've got quite a few heading into finals in a couple of weeks, quite a few teams, which is really great.
What about the under-12s?
They will definitely be, I mean, I'm pretty sure they do finals. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they are sitting second on the ladder, so they're doing really well.
And it's okay, Jess, because what we love about the Steelers, we see that you're home for all netballers, a club where the fun of the game is more important than the number of wins on the board, and that is what we're about, is coming out to support the kids.
Yes.
So it's okay if they're not doing well.
So.
We will cheer them on.
Yes, we love cheering on our teams down there. It's great. Great awesome. Environment, the Steelers.
Speaking of which, Jess, you know, just thinking ahead this weekend, obviously, if we get through sort of halfway through a game and maybe the Steelers are down a few points, might have to lob in there like we did last weekend and just get behind them a little bit with a rousing speech. Can you sort of point us in the right direction to make sure that we know exactly what to be saying to the kids?
Oh, just anything positive, especially at this age level, because they're all... Like they're still learning the game. So, yeah, anything positive just to pump them up is just enough.
Jess, I'm always prepared to get the bib on myself if I need to.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I think we all would.
Do you know where you're offside?
Right now.
Well, we are really looking forward to it. Jess, just checking, has any of the lingo changed? Are we still okay if we go with the up and in and here if you need?
Yep, that sounds good to me.
Still relevant?
Wow. Cheer if you need.
Guys, I played netball for 8 years. I know it shocks you that I was at one point sporty, but netball was my jam. I used to umpire as well.
Wow.
I'm going to start using those words in the studio just before you start talking. Here if you need.
Here if you need.
Hey, Jess, looking forward to this weekend. Thanks for lobbing into mix.com.au and putting forward the team. And we'll look forward to seeing you this Saturday.
Fabulous. I'll see you bright and early Saturday morning.
Good on you, Jess.
Yeah, bright and early is right, actually.
It is 8:30 a.m.
we're going to be. Well, that's game time. But
come down and join us. If you're at the Kingsway Sporting Complex, if you're at the netball courts there in Madeley, come and say g'day.
Mm. 8 till 10 we'll be there for.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. So looking forward to seeing you.
Unless Matt puts on a bib and plays for the next game.
There if you need. There if you need.
Get the free spud shit out.
About.
Get even cheaper prices.
Up and in.
That's what you call when they're shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Up and in.
Yeah. Download the app and shovel your nearest spud shed today. Head to mix.com.au. Register if you want us to come to your kids' games as well.